I'm always ready for the off season. It's a long grind, but yeah, I probably would have had two more weeks in me, but you know, I thought they'd put up a little bit more of a fight, at least, than they did.
Yeah, I think we all kind of expected that the Packers, with what they had shown early, at least, against Seattle, would have a little bit more in the tank there against the 49ers. With a couple of days to sit on this, what do you think went wrong for the Packers in San Francisco?
Well, first of all, I just think, I mean, having seen San Francisco against Green Bay twice, quite frankly, they're just a better team. But the speed, that's where the difference is. The San Francisco might have the best team speed on both sides of the ball of anybody I've seen this year and maybe in the last couple of years. It's not just Raheem Mostert, who is really fast. It's not just a couple of their guys on defense who swarm to the ball. It's the entire thing. There were plays in that game where the Packers ran offensively, and they ran them this year. I can think of one in particular. It was like a misdirection to the right, screen pass to the left to Aaron Jones, that all year long has gained like 8 to 10 to 12 yards, and on Sunday it gained 2. And it was nothing that was different about the execution. It wasn't like the 49ers knew it was coming. Their speed just swarmed to the ball, and you know, you compound that play after play after play, and the plays that, you know, used to get you 10 yards now get you 2, that's just going to add up, and you're not going to go anywhere.
Well, so that happened on offense. Defensively, I mean, it's so frustrating to sit there and watch and say, okay, they're not even trying to pass.
Right.
Just put 11 guys at the line and let's go. Why couldn't they stop the run?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was, you know, as blatant a game plan as I've seen. I mean, they didn't obviously want Garoppolo throwing the ball, and he didn't. He threw it 6 times in the first half, 0 times in the third quarter, and twice in the fourth quarter, and it was... You know, they've had trouble stopping the run at times before. They were, you know, middle of the pack at best in run defense. And Kyle Shanahan obviously saw that's the way he was going to attack it. And whether there were adjustments made or they were made and they didn't work, I don't know. But they had just completely no chance of stopping the run in that game. And, you know, San Francisco just exploited it.
And I thought, I think it was the second quarter, and I can't remember the player. There was a dropped interception that could have potentially been a touchdown going the other way for the Packers, and then that was when I think they told Garoppolo, all right, that's enough, you're not passing anymore. I guess how big of a swing could that have been if they could have made that kind of play?
Yeah, there were a couple of them. That one, and you know, even on offense, early on, the first drive of the game, they stuffed the Niners on 3rd and 1, and the Packers have a 4th and 1 at the 50, and they punted. You know, I didn't get a chance to ask LaFleur after the game about it. He's going to talk tomorrow in his season wrap-up press conference, and I'd love to know just, you know, kind of what the thinking was going in. Because even at the time, it's not just, you know, second-guessing. At the time, I thought, boy, you're the underdog. You got a chance to make a statement here. Maybe go for it. And they punted, and obviously the game got out of hand quickly. If you get it, you're up 7-0. You know, maybe the game's a little bit differently. Obviously, it's, you know, can't change completely, but it might have changed the 49ers' approach and given the Packers, you know, time to hang in there. So there's always obviously, you know, a handful of plays you wonder about, but that one struck me more than any of them.
I feel like LaFleur has kind of been, you know, one of those new age, more aggressive kind of go for it guys. Is that not the case? And maybe he just got nervous.
No, it's the case. He has an expression: all gas, no brakes.
Yeah.
He said it earlier this year, and in that case, it was no gas, all punt, I guess.